never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is Mark Hyman. He's on the faculty of George Washington University, where he teaches sports management in their business school. He's also a regular contributor to Midday, where we talk about the business of sports. And he's the author of several books, including Concussions and Our Kids, America's leading expert on how to protect young athletes and keep sports safe, which he wrote with Dr. Robert Cantu. Mark, it's good to see you.
Thank you, Tom.
So you want to recommend a couple of books. One is a book about Kurt Flood. It's called A Well-Paid Slave, Kurt Flood's Fight for Free Agency in Professional Sports. What's this one about?
Well, Kurt Flood was a player, a Major League Baseball player in the late 50s and 60s. So it's the story of his life. But more importantly, it's the story of how professional players really earned the right to sell their services like any other worker in our society. And it's really a story about this imperfect person who took on this enormous responsibility, won these rights for players, changed the whole salary structure for players, but at a great personal sacrifice.
Yeah, because free agency didn't exist. Now, as a free agent, you can say to the whole league, okay, now I'm available.
Yeah, the book begins with Kurt Flood, who was then a member of the St. Louis Cardinals, getting a phone call announcing to him that he had been traded to the Philadelphia Phillies. And Kurt Flood, thinking about it and deciding, you know what, I'm not going. And that was a revolutionary idea at the time. All of the, you know, every player really was at the whim of the team that owned them. And they had no right to move from team to team.
You also have another baseball book, a book that I've read and really enjoyed. It's by John Eisenberg, and it's about Lou Gehrig's streak of consecutive games and Cal Ripken's streak of consecutive games. Interesting story, isn't it?
Yeah, John, full disclosure, John and I have been friends for many years. We went to college together. We've worked at several newspapers together. I'm a great John Eisenberg fan. He's a wonderful writer and reporter, and I enjoy almost everything he's written. This book is a great treat for Baltimore fans because it explains the importance of the streak in a much larger context than we typically think about it. So there's a lot about Cal. And one of the early chapters is about that for that night when he broke the record, and it's wonderfully written, brings it all back. But it also ties in the Gehrig streak and draws comparisons between the two, and also helps us understand why this idea of endurance is so important in sports and how we've come to appreciate it over the years in ways that we really didn't maybe 100 years ago. But it's a wonderfully reported book. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's beautifully written. And one of the marks of how beautifully it's written is that this is a story we all know how it turns out.
Exactly.
But he still tells it in a really, really compelling way.
Yeah.
All right. Terrific. Well, it's good to see you, Mark. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, Tom.
The author and George Washington University professor Mark Hyman, he's recommending A Well-Paid Slave, Kurt Flood's Fight for Free Agency in Professional Sports. That's by Brad Snyder. And The Streak, Lou Gehrig, Cal Ripken Jr., and Baseball's Most Historic Record by John Eisenberg. Mark's latest book is Concussions and Our Kids, America's leading expert on how to protect young athletes and keep sports safe. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at WIPR.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all of the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.